We're Talking Gardening with Darren DeMello and Sue McDougall on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Morning! Yes, it's time for us to talk gardening here. And Sue, before we get into that, we have something that we've chased down that comes straight from the Department of Agriculture and Food.
Yeah, we have. We certainly have. Remember last week we had Rachel from Byford wanted to know about the mites that are on her dung beetles?
Yeah.
So we've chased that down, find out if there's something to worry about or not, because sometimes they can be. Obviously, in this case, they're not.
Rang some alarm bells for you.
Yeah, so it did, because checking. I wanted to make sure the mites weren't that bad. So, but in the meantime, a media release has come through about a longicorn beetle that everyone's been asked to have a look out for. So we have Daryl Hardy, who's a senior research officer at the Department of Agriculture and Food of Western Australia. And Daryl's going to tell us about what's happening in the bug world. Hello, Daryl.
Good morning, Sue. Good morning, Darren.
Yeah, lovely to talk to you. Not a good subject to talk about. But before we get onto the longicorn beetle, that is something Asian longhorned beetle, I should say, that we should look out for. Can you tell us about the mites on the dung beetles and if they're something we have to worry about?
Yeah, thanks for sending those photos across. That was an interesting one. I had to do a bit of background research myself. The dung beetles that you sent in, it's one of the imported ones.
Yeah.
In the 60s or 70s to reduce the fly problem.
Which is fantastic process, yeah.
And they've done a great job. There's a couple of little windows they quite haven't filled. But, the mites, they're a little pink, sticky goo. They're actually hitchhikers on the dung beetles. Like the dung beetles, they like eating dung. And the way they get around is they just form a little lasso of goo and they stick themselves to the dung beetle. And when the dung beetle walks off or flies off to a new cow patch.
In this case, it couldn't. It was weighted down. It couldn't even move.
So they just, they're just hitchhikers. The dung beetle gets nothing out of it, but the mites get a fresh pad every time the dung beetle moves.
Brilliant. Right. Yeah.
So nothing to be concerned about.
A bit like
about.
Kids, really, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, little leeches. Yeah.
Same relationship as what our kids have.
That's right.
Well, that's fantastic. Not a problem to the dung beetle. So, Rachel from Byford, I hope you're listening. It means you've got actually a very healthy garden, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Daryl, now we do need to have a look out for the Asian longhorned beetle. It is a exotic pest that's been found in Osborne Park, isn't it?
That's right. We found one live female, which is very scary for us.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So the Asian longhorn beetle, it's obviously out of China or those parts. It's spread now to the US, where they've spent millions and millions of dollars eradicating it because it's chomping its way through Grand Central, the park in New York, plus it's also chewing down Central Park, and it's also got into places like Chicago, and they've removed a whole pile of street trees. So the interesting thing with this one, it is a pest of deciduous northern hemisphere trees. So your things like your plane trees and your poplars, it won't attack things like our good old eucalypt, but there's a lot of money being spent on amenity trees like plane trees, and this beetle will take them down very quickly if it gets established.
Daryl, and it's not just one of those varieties of pest that goes for dead wood. It goes for live trees.
That's right, and the grubs are quite big, about as big as your index finger. They can grow to in 1 year, and about as fat as your thumb.
How would you? Are they a colour that we'd be able to recognise if we saw them?
Well, the grub you probably wouldn't see because it spends most of its life inside the tree, but you'd notice it is there, that's for sure, because the hole on the external exit hole is about as big as you've drilled a sort of like a half-inch drill bit into your tree.
Right.
And the amount of frass they produce, some reading I've seen where they said they produce about a cubic metre of frass a year.
Really? That's the damage. Goodness
That's
me.
The damage. So you can imagine...
A whole bunch of them.
Yeah, well, and they keep reinfesting the same tree until they bring it to the ground, basically.
Then move on to the next thing. Daryl, how is this pest found?
How was it found here, or how was it?
How was it found?
There was actually, it was because of its coloration, it's that beautiful blue-black with white spots on it. It's actually called the starry night beetle in China.
Okay.
And it was found walking across a factory floor.
Wow. So it looked pretty distinct.
And it was just someone who noticed it and said, hang on, that's unusual.
Yeah, it was a factory worker, and they went, yeah, that's very unusual. I should ring the Department of Agriculture, and that's fantastic. And one of our officers went out straight away and picked it up, and we identified it because there's a very closely related one called the citrus longicorn, or the citrus longhorn beetle, and that's happily chewing its way through all the citrus in northern Italy at the moment, so we don't want that one here either. So.
No, and how would have it made its way here, Daryl, in the first place, do you think?
It's either just hitchhiked inside a carton or a crate, or it's actually come in as a larvae in the crate itself, and it's actually just emerged from a crate of imported product that's come into the
country.
Well,
often it's always a risk, isn't it, when we do import timber, that pests like this do hitch a ride. Mm. What's the strategy for DAFWA? Because biosecurity is a huge issue, and I think much of the responsibility to biosecurity does lie with the Department of Agriculture and Food, doesn't it?
Exactly, it does. Yeah, well, we work very closely with the Commonwealth, of course. They look after the international border and we look after the state border. And so this one, we've been working with the Commonwealth. We've put traps in that out. But we can't, of course, in plant biosecurity, we have so many pests, we can't be everywhere at any time. So we rely heavily these days on risk assessment, on what could be coming in, and that stuff's inspected either at the international or the state border. And we rely more heavily, and that's why I'm talking to you today, on the general public. They report all sorts of things, and we've probably got about three or four different things on the go at any one time these days from reports from the general public.
So if in doubt, check.
Yeah, never think that you are, I won't do that because it's not significant, because it could be significant to have economic impacts that cost a fortune. And also, I just want to talk to you about the free app. There's a My Pest Guide reporter, or is it you take a photo and just send it straight to DAFWA, is that right?
That's right. We've actually built our own in-house app, and it's called My Pest Guide Reporter. It's only 8 or 10 megabytes download. Keep it on your smartphone. You see anything unusual, you just take a couple of photos, add a couple of words in, I found this, I think it's an issue, and we'll get back to you hopefully within 24 hours. But at the moment, we're getting like 50 to 100 people sending in stuff each day now. So this, and we have to identify it off the photos. That can be difficult.
We know that. We feel for you. You must say it must be in focus.
It must be in focus, yes. But those dung beetles you sent the other day and the mites, they were excellent photos.
They were
that
excellent.
Lady in Byford, you should give her a medal.
Yeah, I agree. That gets photo of the year for us. Daryl, thank you for your time. And I know the department is under huge pressure. Not a huge amount of resources, and it's something very important. If you would like to download the My Pest app, My Pest Guide,
Pest Guide Reporter app.
Reporter app. You just go to App Store. Is that right?
Yeah, the App Store or the Google Store. That's on both.
Google
of them.
Store. Okay, fantastic, Daryl. Thank you for your time. There's some great. There's a really good flyer too available if you're interested in the Asian longhorn beetle. Make sure you don't compare it or get confused with our native species as well.
And check local guides for. I mean, the Department of Ag and Food website. I think will plug you in all the bits.
Certainly
you
will.
9221882. If you have a question, shall we? We'll take a call. Come on. Well,
okay.
Why not? We've got someone here.
Hi,
Jill in Safety Bay. Hello.
Good morning, Sue. My husband has a crop of garlic, which is doing pretty well, as well as last year. And you mentioned a fertiliser a couple of weeks ago, which we hadn't actually heard of. Can you remember what it was?
That I talked about was, we talked about using sulphate of potash. That was one. Sulphate of potash. Now, that's a high potassium fertiliser. Well, that's 41%, 42% potassium. And potassium at the moment, Jill, is going to... With garlic, we have to be a little bit careful this year. It's been so wet that there are a lot more fungal problems around than what there would have been last year when it didn't rain at all. So sulphate of potash is going to thicken the cell walls, strengthen the stems, but more importantly, put the plant's efforts into the bulbs of the garlic, which is what we want. So you add a little bit of sulphate of potash now, and then at the beginning, I would say mid-September as well, because we're nearly at the end of August as well. So mid-September again, a little bit of sulfate of potash.
Oh, good. Thank you very
much. Yeah, you're welcome.
Easy done. Cheers, Jill. Hey, I've got a question off the text here, 19999677. Clint in Belmont wants to know the best dog-friendly products to kill a lot of weeds. I guess it depends on the weeds.
Yeah,
it
does actually, because there are there is a product that's dog friendly called Betaweed. Betaweed is really good for little soft newly germinated weeds. So when the weather's dry, hits the sun, put the Betaweed on, knocks it around, won't hurt the dogs at all.
Not the big, well-established ones, though.
Well, it burns them off. It's not as successful because there's so much leaf growth. It's better for little weeds. So,
but there you go.
But that one will work very successfully. Yeah.
Betaweed. That's the start of the process for you, Clint.
Yeah.
Joan in Scarborough will chat to you shortly. 92211 882. The number. It's Weekend Gardening at 8:17.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake-Up for 30 seconds. The experts in outdoor cleaning, available at leading hardware stores. Start your day the right way with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis.
Clearly, it is nowhere near like the story that was originally presented to us. But the question now is, does this make Ryan Lochte a bigger celebrity? I mean, he's getting massive worldwide coverage. The front page of the New York Post is devoted to him. And the headline is, the ugly American, liar, liar, Speedo's on fire.
Breakfast with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis. Weekdays from 5 on 882 6PR. The Voice of Perth.
Hi, I'm John from National Lifestyle Villages. We build lifestyle communities for people who are too young, fit or healthy for a traditional retirement village. Do you want to feel like you belong, yet enjoy the privacy of your own home for friends and family to visit? What about having enough money after downsizing to enjoy that holiday you've been dreaming of? Find out how we can make this a reality every Tuesday from 1 to 3 and visit one of our 9 communities. Call 1300 45 55 65 to find out more.
Honey, did you patch up the hole in the roof of the tent? Honey?
There's never been a better time to get out of your tent and upgrade to a Jayco camper trailer than during Jayco's mighty tent trade-off sale. For the month of August, we'll give you $800 trade-in for your old tent to get you off the grass and into a Jayco camper trailer. Jayco Mighty Tent Trade-Off on now. Conditions apply. DL6731.
Australia, you're in Jayco country.
Albany Highway, Cannington.
I've seen this car I really like. Can you get my loan approved quickly?
Yes, we can.
Is it true that you guarantee no interest rate rises for the term of my loan?
Yes, that's true.
I know you do car loans, but would you give me a loan to buy a caravan?
Yes, or a truck, motorbike, bobcat or boat, a wood chipper or cherry picker, or most plant and equipment. Call now on 947 23000 or apply online at yesloans.com.au. At Yes Loans, we say yes more often.
The key to a beautiful garden is having the time and energy to look after it. But that can be difficult with work commitments, not to mention running a household. Luckily, the team at Weeding Women are here to ease your to-do list. From pruning and weeding to planting and mulching, the ladies at Weeding Women care for your garden like it's their own. Their regular maintenance service is the answer. If you want a clean and tidy garden, the whole family can enjoy. Visit weedingwomen.com.au.
Tomorrow at 7.
Oh, my God.
Channel 9 has the reveal of the year.
Huge. The size of it.
See inside the new block for the very first time with Perth's Dan and Carly and Setter's favourites to win.
Over 30 years, we've renovated 8 homes.
If you've never seen the block, this is your time to watch.
Heart is racing.
The spellbinding block grand opening reveal. Tomorrow at 7 on Channel 9.
Hear that? That's the sound of my Holman retractable hose reel storing away the inbuilt hose after I've watered my garden. With my Holman retractable hose reel, I can stop exactly where I want to water, and with one easy pull, the hose automatically starts to rewind back into protective casing. No manual winding or messy hose. Too easy. Holman, 50 years and still proudly Australian-owned. Available at Bunnings Warehouse.
Honey, did you patch up the hole in the roof of the tent? Honey?
There's never been a better time to get out of your tent and upgrade to a Jayco camper trailer than during Jayco's mighty tent trade-off sale. For the month of August, we'll give you $800 trade-in for your old tent to get you off the grass and into a Jayco camper trailer. Jayco Mighty Tent Trade-off on now. Conditions apply. DL6731.
Australia!
Cannington.
until 9, we're talking gardening with Darren DeMello and Sue McDougall on 882 6PR.
And we've got a reminder here that you can spoil your dad this Father's Day with a Karcher K2 Plus Home Pressure Cleaner, Sue.
Oh, that would be fantastic. And it's easy to win.
It is.
Really easy to win. All you need to do is go to the win page and tell us why your dad needs a Karcher High Pressure Cleaner.
That's
How
it.
Easy is that? Yeah, that's simple. To Karcher. Whatever the cleaning task, they have the solution.
6pr.com.au is the spot.
Very worthy. I wouldn't recommend getting on the roof.
You know, you're scotching that idea. Of
yeah, mine. Yeah. Getting rid of that, just quietly. Right,
get
so,
a professional
yeah.
in to sort out the roof related things. But the Karcher is good for anything else.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, unless your dad's a bloke that. Well, actually, no. Let's just leave that as it is.
Yeah.
Joan in Scarborough. Morning to you.
Hi, Joan.
You both as well. I'm wondering if you could help me. We need some advice on some trees. I live in a complex of 8 units, and we've got some common gardens, and we've just had to remove 6 native hibiscus due to the damage they've done to the brick paving around the place.
Are they the tiliaceae, the hibiscus tiliaceae, the cottonwoods?
They're a plummy coloured leaf with a yellow flower.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah. Well, that got into some sewerage and it's pushed up paving, so we've had them all removed yesterday.
Yeah.
And we're looking to replace them with something else that's going to be non-invasive roots, growing to about 3 to 4 metres tall. Can you suggest something, please?
Do you want deciduous or evergreen?
Doesn't really matter. We've got some flowering plums in the garden already, so perhaps something in evergreen would be better.
Yeah, have a look at if you want bushy evergreen, have a look at Viburnum Emerald Luster or Viburnum Odoratissarum. Have a look for Choicea ternata. They're up to 3 metres high. They're really good. Choicea ternata. Now, Mexican orange blossom is its common name. Nice dark green foliage, sort of pretty well-behaved shrub. Forget
nice.
Metrosideros, forget any of the syzygiums, you know, all of those have got the same issue.
Are they not well-behaved shrubs?
Well, they've got a very fibrous root system and, you know, you end up with the same problems. The other thing that I'd be looking at, Joan, as well while you're doing it, is putting root barrier treatment around. And you can buy 1 mil poly, 1 mil thick root barrier that you put around the trees in an area that might be a metre round, but what that means is it contains the roots and it is worth doing if you're replanting.
Well, so a root barrier.
Yeah, yeah. And so you can get all sorts of different brands of root barrier, but whoever's doing the replanting or wherever you, what's happening, investigate the root barrier because that's totally worth it for the long term.
Right, can you get that from Bunnings?
You might be able to get it from Bunnings, but I know Jaylon does root barrier material or fabric as well, and they, Jaylon, J-A-Y-L-O-N, but they will be able to recommend who they supply. So that's actually the producer of it. So you might only need 8 metres of it or 10 metres of it, depending how many trees you plant, but they will be able to recommend who you can get it from.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Then. Excellent.
Check that out.
Sounds nice.
Take care.
Glad
Thanks,
we can
Jane.
Help, Joan. You have a good weekend, won't you? All right, let's head to Mary in Gosnells.
Hi, Mary.
G'day, Mary.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well.
Sue, I need your help, please.
Oh, pressure.
Now then, it's practically a virgin sand.
Yes.
And want to start growing things in it.
Yeah.
So what can we add, please?
Yeah. What do you want to start growing? Because that probably depends on what you want to plant.
Rose bushes and plants.
And is it area where sand has been brought in, or is it just already the existing native soil that's there, or has it been truckloaded in?
No. It's the existing stuff within.
Yep. So is it a new house, Mary, or you've just...
Yes, this is for a new house.
Yep. Okay. So what you need to start with, you're planting roses as a general guide. So we're talking about roses, fruit trees, hibiscus, you know, those shrubs.
That's
general
right.
guide, take, dig a hole 60 centimetres deep by the same wide. Now, in sand, that's really easy. You can do that. And discard a third of the soil, and usually it's the bottom third because it's not as fertile, but it just depends. Discard a third of that and then put the same volume in of composted sheep manure, soil condition. Yep, composted sheep manure, soil conditioner. It'd be bags of sheep manure and dig that through with the existing soil. At the same time, you put in a couple of handfuls of blood and bone. And so so you end up with this hole of dug. So you get a depth of soil, you get a width of soil. And even if you plant that small that's going in, it's totally worth improving it that much so that you can really, really get the plant's roots growing.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's compost.
Sheep manure?
Sheep manure.
Yeah, and dig that through. Yeah, and blood and bone.
Blood and bone.
Yep.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Thanks ever so much.
Yeah, enjoy do send us photos.
Yes. Happy gardening. Yes.
Okay, lovely. Thanks very much.
Cheers,
yeah, pleasure. Bye-bye.
All right, Ron in South Perth, morning to you.
Hi, Ron.
Good morning. Hi, just a quick question.
Yes.
I've got a lemon tree and something's eating all the leaves on the top and I've sprayed on the rose fungus stuff and I've sprayed on some other stuff.
Yep.
Nothing's having any impact. Can you tell me what to use?
What's actually happening to the top leaves?
The leaves are being eaten right off, right back to the branches.
No curling of the leaves or anything?
No.
No, if they've been eating right off, is there a fence next to it or something like that?
Yeah, there is. It's against the wall next
door. Have you got rats?
It seems to be only on the top, by the way.
Yeah. So as it comes up over the top of the fence or something like that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the tree next door, you mean?
Yeah, no, just like what's on the top. There's a few things that you've got. Parrots around, 28 parrots or pink and grey galahs or cockatoos or something will cause destruction. Have you got those or haven't got those?
Yeah, we have got
those. Yeah, so they can cause destruction. Possums can cause the other problem that will eat the new growth off. Or rats. We talk about rats as being, and when they're going to a nesting phase, they can just nip the leaves off. I know it sounds crazy. So if you've got that, and that's the reason I ask if it was along the top of a fence, that might be a problem because the bugs don't usually just completely eat anything down to nothing. Caterpillars will have a little bit of a hole. Slugs and snails don't cause that much of a problem, but they don't just cause it to.
I was going to say, what you say makes sense because the leaves below the top of the fence are okay.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So you've got a resident something that's a bit bigger. Okay. Sometimes it might have four legs.
It either perches on that fence or wanders past. Right, by the sound of it.
Yeah. So
maybe I'll put out some poison on the fence then.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
see what
and
works.
Actually interesting talking about that. And well, can I just mention rat bait? We often get queries about rat bait. I talked to the big cheese guy at a trade expo I was at.
Yeah.
There's a third generation rat bait around that is that the owls and the animals have to eat 2.5 kilograms of active ingredient for it to affect the native animals. So that's what you're looking for.
So you want to get one of those ones.
Yeah. Now, I do have the active ingredient written down for that. So if you maybe will, I'll let you know the active ingredient if I can find it. But I do have it written down. So, yeah.
So keep listening, Ron.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good to hear from you. There you go. Hopefully we can sort that out. A couple of other questions while you're looking, Sue. On 19999677, a few SMSs. First, I think a quick one here. Can I make a true-to-variety pomegranate from cuttings, asks John from Pickering Brook, or do they have to be budded or grafted?
No, go for it. Cuttings is fine because it's still true to form. If it was seed, no, it's not. But cuttings are true to form. Most pomegranates are grown by cutting anyway.
What's the best way?
Cuttings for pomegranates grow like weeds.
Oh, they're really? Amazing. So there's not much effort required?
Well, not really, but when they're dormant. So then you get a piece of cutting that might be 20 centimetres long, and then you make sure the bark has got a bit of resistance. So the wood is not the really fine twiggy wood. It's got a little bit of resistance, but it's not going to snap straight away. And you just sort of scrape into the bark, paint it with hormone gel, put hard wood cuttings into coarse sand, propagation sand and perlite, and then they'll send out roots easily as they start to grow around. Or you can do an aerial layer. So what it means is that you take one of the branches, you scrape the bottom bark of that. With me still?
One
of the branches, yep. Scrape the bark and then paint it with hormone gel, pin it to the ground with a bit of wire so it stains the ground, cover it over with potting mix, that will send out roots.
Oh, so you don't bury it. So this way you're saying an aerial one.
Yeah, yeah. So you do bury it. So you pin it to the ground.
Okay.
And then bury it with potting mix. So it's like covered over. And then by November, on its side, in November, it will start to send out roots or October. Then you chop it off and replant it. So you transplant a plant. Now, I've just gone dormant while I was talking. Now the active ingredient is difecoum, which is difenacoum.
Okay.
So that's the rat bait.
That's the third generation rat bait
that is not as toxic to animals.
Oh, and
it's toxic to rats, but not.
Mm. Another one here from Robert Frio, and this is something that I had a few houses back. How do you evict snails from a brick letterbox in my front fence and
copper.
Kick them out? It's
copper.
Like a local drop-in centre, he says. Copper.
Copper spray.
So put a coin in there.
Yeah,
oh, copper spray.
Copper spray or copper tape. So you can put copper tape around the bottom, but copper spray on the inside.
Is that it?
Copper sulfate, even just a little bit of copper sulfate
would fix them. All of our mail would be munched.
Well, there you go. You don't get bills then, do you? Composted.
If only it was that easy.
Turned into assets.
Florence and Bassanine will come back and answer your question shortly. 9221 882 if you've got something you want to ask.
I've just been told that Subaru Wangara are now offering national fleet pricing across the entire range of new Subarus until the end of August. That means that you can buy a new Subaru for the same price as the big fleet companies and still take advantage of their ridiculous finance rates. But hurry, only till the end of August and only at Subaru Wangara. Now that's worth a drive. DL17103.
How can you know it's your favourite room of the house without seeing it first? Parkwood Plumbing Centre make it possible. With an ever-evolving range of the world's most recognised brands on display to see, touch and feel. We can show you the pressure of a shower head and we have hundreds of taps to twist and turn. Finding the right product at Parkwood Plumbing Centre is easy. Visit the store for everything you need under one roof. Parkwood Plumbing Centre, 168 Bannister Road, Canning Vale. Your centre for kitchen, bathroom, laundry and plumbing supplies.
It's Katie Harris here. At the 50 Up Club, we try and look for ways to save you money and make life simpler. Buying multiple products from the same company makes it easier to keep track of your bills. This month at 50upclub.com.au, members can get two exclusive new offers on Woolworths Home and Car Insurance. Switch your car in home insurance and not only could you save money on your premiums, but you'll also get a $75 gift card for each new policy. This offer is for a limited time only, so don't put it off. To see if you can save, go to 50upclub.com.au today. It's free to join the club and there's no obligation. Woolworths Insurance is issued by Hollard Insurance, AFSL 241436. T's and C's apply. Any advice provided is general only. Consider the PDS at 50upclub.com.au to decide if the product is right for you.
On a desperate mission to restore peace with the constant battle in her garden, she sent her husband on a mission to find the softest, greenest, most resilient of lawns. With the support of Empire Turf, equipped to combat Perth's toughest conditions, he rescued the garden and their leisure time. Enjoying a future with less mowing and less watering. Be amazed by the beauty and strength of Empire Turf. For your nearest distributor, see empireturfwa.com.au.
It's not long till summer, and it's sure to be another scorcher. Don't waste it wishing you'd install that pool you've always wanted. You can buy now and be ready for summer with your very own refreshing pool or spa. But before you do, make sure you choose a pool or spa from a member of the Swimming Pool and Spa Association. That way you know you're buying a quality product from a true professional with a Spaza completion guarantee. To find out more, visit spazawa.com.au. Don't risk it. Use a Spaza member.
Hear that? That's the sound of me cooking a barbecue for my family and friends. With a Holman iWeather station, it's easy to plan my day. The iWeather station tells me wind direction and speed, indoor and outdoor temperature, humidity and barometric pressure. It even tells you the moon phases, if you like to garden the lunar way. Actually, this would make a great gift for Dad this Father's Day. Holman, 50 years and still proudly Australian-owned. Available at Bunnings Warehouse.
Stop dreaming and start driving. Own your dream BMW starting from $39,900 drive away. Visit Auto Classic or West Coast BMW today and own the dream. Terms and conditions apply.
Until 9, we're talking gardening with Darren DeMello and Sue McDougall on 882 6PR.
And Sue, very excited at 24 to 9.
I know, I just get so animated.
Is it the first time that you've seen echidnas round your way?
Well, we know they're there, the evidence, but yesterday it was so exciting.
They're pretty shy.
They're very shy. There was two walking across the road.
Oh, look at that.
I was just like, oh, so exciting. So we stopped and then they were eating. So then we stopped and had a look and then they were eating at the whole time, all the country road driving I've done. I saw them when I was a kid and I know see the evidence of them around.
Do you know what I think about it? I think I've seen one once.
Hmm. Well, we had them all the time, you know, all the time, and they'd come home and, you know, they're just incredible animals. And they were just digging all the ants around these grass trees and, like, really pushing their nose around and looking for, obviously, white ant larvae. And there you go, they're on the mission to get rid of all the white ants for us. And that nose they have is so strong. It's amazing. It's snout or whatever they call it.
Yeah, well, it's for digging.
I was so and their front feet. I was so excited. We just sat there for ages and just watched them. And
they're pretty cool.
We had to stay really still because – and they were big, fat, healthy ones.
Yeah.
Like, and the spines were strong and healthy. So that was my highlight of yesterday.
Nice.
Mm, very exciting.
Oh, well, I'm glad. Some great picks too.
Yeah.
9221882 if you want to join us. Florence in Bassendean. Hello.
Hi, Florence.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Very well.
Good. My grandson's bought a house in Balladura and it's never been looked after.
And perfect start for him.
Yeah, and he's only 22. But the lawn is non-existent and it's just bits of cooch and mostly all weeds.
Yeah.
I heard that Empire Turf. I don't know if that would be any good.
The trick actually, Empire Turf, when he's only 22, is he going to be... just want the lawn to look green? Is he going to really look after it?
I think he's just going to hope it'll look green.
No worries at all. And also depending on his budget as well, imagine.
Well, we can't afford roll-on lawn or anything like that.
Yeah, so Empire comes as roll-on. It has to come as roll-on because it's a slow-growing turf, it takes a very long time to establish in clumps. So I'd say that's not even an option.
No.
So roll-on cooch is pretty good value. And I would say for a backyard that you just want it to green, relatively easy care, you can't go past the cooch varieties. And if he's got $200 to a budget, you just get that section, improve the soil, get the whatever fits to the budget and do it in stages. It doesn't have to be all done at once, but do it in stages. And that's the best way to go. I mean, cooch.
What sort of cooch would you get?
Wintergreen. Wintergreen. Fine leaf cooch. Greenleaf Park is another one. You can't go past them. They're pretty hardy.
They look green.
They do the job. They mow it every couple of weeks. They're suited to our climate. If you can't get to water it once a week, it will come back. Mm. But the trick is in the soil improving. So the soil improving and getting the soil right is going to cost more than the turf. So if he wants a backyard and like, $5 a roll you can get it for. So that's a square metre. That's, you know, $100 you get 20 square metres. That's a start. Spend the same on the soil improving. And then you've got a little area that you can just gradually do bit by bit. You can do it by runner, but keeping the weeds at bay by the time you're getting established sometimes is a bit tricky. So
it's all just covered in weeds and old cooch at the moment.
Yeah, so I'd be saying to him, okay, let's get rid of the weeds, let's dig it over, let's get rid of that sand. I mean, 22 and he's got some mates that are strong and can do some work, away they go. They get it done in no time. When his labour is cheap, I think he should take advantage of it. So
He hasn't got any mates that have helped him do it. It's a grandma that's quite...
Good on you, grandma. That's fantastic. Yeah. So, well, if he's interested, just do a little bit at a time. That's what I say to people. Forget about the weeds and that bit. Let's just do this 10 square metres. Let's get that started.
Does he have to get rid of all the weeds, like kill the whole lot and start again?
Well, do a little bit. Kill a little bit at a time, mow the rest. Keep the rest mowed. Mm. Because they'll die off in winter anyway, pick up the seeds, make sure the seeds, don't let them go to seed. Mm. And then just a little bit at a time is the way to do it. And that's the way it doesn't feel so daunting because there is no money when you start. totally understand that. And so if it's just a little bit of time, you get so much pleasure out of it rather than feeling daunted by the whole lot.
And then you really feel like you've earned it.
Yeah, agree.
So
yeah.
Is that wintergreen?
Yeah, wintergreen.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I would tell him because... You know, he's got no idea, and I'm trying to help him, Sue, you know.
Oh, well done. Well done. Good on you. And
well, he's having a go. That's the important thing.
You know, I agree. And give him confidence to give it a go is the key. Mm. I mean, he might only spend $20. You could get 4 or 5 rolls and do that little bit at a time.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't have to be done all at once. Yep, that's exactly it. Yeah.
Well, most of the garden needs to be dug up because he's got those pelargoniums and geraniums and it. And the lady was really old and hasn't done anything.
Yeah, so then it's all dead. Sometimes it's daunting. I understand that totally. So just tell him to just focus on a little bit at a time.
Mm,
yeah.
Okay.
Good luck, Florence.
Pleasure. You're welcome. Thank you. Cheers. That's always very tricky to have that concept to do a bit at a time. That sort of doesn't come inherently natural to the next generation, does it?
No, that's actually a pretty good point.
Yeah.
Also, coupled with that, though, you have to have a plan, don't you?
You do.
You have to know what you want to achieve at the end.
So. Yeah. So, and it's easy to just do a little drawing. Say, right, this is what I'm focusing on now. You just don't look at anything else and do it a bit at a time. Because it's that instant gratification that, you know, seems to be the generation. I talk about that with my kids all the time, give them the lecture about that.
I hear, but it's just, you know, the world's not necessarily like that.
No.
Phil in Cannington, g'day.
Hi, Phil.
Yeah, g'day, Darren. Sue, how are you going?
Yeah, well.
Sue, seeing you have been a country girl, you might be able to help us with this one.
I'll try.
It's down at mate's hobby farm at Brookton Way during the week. And him and, you know, about 250 acre blocks, these things, and all his neighbours and him, the last 12 months, I've just got this weed covering their whole, just sprung up, covering the whole properties. Another mate rang, took a photograph, sent it to Ag Department. They've come back with green mulla or bottle brush, a bottle washer, which is supposed to be native to WA.
Is it a type of Thai lotus?
Oh, I don't know what you
which
mean
Which it might
that.
Be, yeah. You're welcome to send me a photo if you like, Phil.
But I'm just wondering whether you knew about it. So, you know, it's got a root when you pull it up. It's quite big. It's like a small parsnip bloody...
if it's a
bulb underneath.
Do you know what it's come in? Because sometimes, depending on the pH of the soil, some are worse than others. But I've got a mate who deals with it is a type of Thai lotus.
This comes up about 700 mil. It can run along the ground and then come up amongst the rest of the natural other grasses.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see which
it's got a yellowy white flower, like a papery flower. Something, but it's covering his whole property now, you know, all within 12 months.
Yeah, and that's where I'd be interested to see where it's come from. Seriously, but I've got a friend who's in the agricultural chemical industry. I'll get him onto it for
apparently
you.
Bottle washer also known as green mulla.
And it will be a Thai lotus. So Thai lotus. Okay. But the reason where it's come from, interested in that, and if it's come up in 12 months, why it's suddenly a problem.
Yeah.
And if
it's on road verges and everything.
Yeah,
so, you know.
Yeah. And I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So we'll find out, Phil. I'll ask. Bevan's back this week. I'm dobbing him in.
We'll find out.
To me, it doesn't look as though the stock's eaten at all. Sort of,
no,
you know,
I don't think they do.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
All right, thanks, we'll chase Phil. It down for you.
Mm.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers, Phil. All right, let's head to Doreen in Bull Creek. What can we do for you? Hello, Doreen.
I rang you 2 weeks ago about the shaving brush tree, and I think you were going to do a little bit of... I've been out of the country for the last weekend. I thought maybe I'd missed you. You haven't done
I could have said, I have, but no, I haven't.
Well, that's okay. I can keep listening.
Keep listening.
But I didn't want to miss
I've got a little asterisk next to that right now.
Okay.
And a big note.
What did you want to know about it?
If it was available here.
Well, it's something that I have never heard of and never seen before, and nor has Sue.
Yeah.
The picture I've got is from a friend
Queensland,
in New South
right.
Wales.
Wales.
That's right. Yeah.
Burke and Quinn in New South Wales.
That's right. I've got a little asterisk. Research in big letters.
Good, good.
I shall be on the radio next Saturday.
You'll be chasing me up, Doreen. Good on you.
Good
on
you. You've got to keep her honest, Doreen.
I know, you do.
I am slack.
All right, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Take care.
9221882 if you want to join in. Bit of homework for you, by the way.
Yeah, remember that. Bit of homework for our listeners too, Darren.
Lovely.
Don't forget, spoil their dad. It's time.
Oh, yes, it is.
You've got a chance to spoil dad this Father's Day with a Karcher K2+.
It's only a few weeks away.
I know.
Father's Day.
Have you put your order in?
No, I forget that I can now.
Oh, yeah. I always feel
like
I'm on
the contributing side of things here.
You're not allowed to enter. Sorry. Okay. Sorry. Karcher K2 Plus Home Pressure Cleaner. All you need to do is go to the win page at 6pr.com.au and tell us why your dad needs a Karcher High Pressure Cleaner.
Simple as that. Yeah. Thanks to Karcher. Whatever the cleaning task, they have the solution. 6pr.com.au. Go on. Go to it.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake-Up for 30 seconds. The experts in outdoor cleaning. Available at leading hardware stores. Spend your afternoon with Peter Bell.
This game with a slightly less famous sibling.
Frank Stallone.
Yes, what was Frank in?
He was in Saturday Night Fever. It's been laughed at in a few other movies as well.
Younger brother Sylvester.
Yeah.
You don't meet a lot of people called Sylvester. In fact, I've never met anyone called Sylvester. If there's a Sylvester out there somewhere, do they call themselves Sly? How do you get Sly from Sylvester? Doesn't make any sense to me.
Afternoons with Peter Bell. Weekdays from midday on 882 6PR. The voice of Perth.
Robert, there'll be 20 children here soon for Cindy's birthday, and you haven't cleaned the patio.
Spring cleaning never takes me long.
So, when are you getting out the water blaster?
I'm not. I picked up some 30 seconds outdoor cleaner instead.
Typical. Always taking the easy way out.
The new generation formula is now 30% more effective. See how it removes moss, mould, mildew and algae.
Amazing. Where did you find 30 seconds outdoor cleaner?
It's at all leading hardware stores.
It's Truckin' Impressive. Daimler Trucks is your first stop for Perth's top range of new and used trucks, vans and buses, including Fuso, Mercedes-Benz and Freightliner. It's also home to Australia's largest purpose-built servicing workshop with trained technicians and parts for all makes and models. And to keep you truckin', we offer fixed price servicing from only $300, with late night servicing available until midnight on weekdays. Check it out at DaimlerTrucksPerth.com.au. Part of AHG, T's and C's apply, DL1571.
Super Saturday at Harvey Norman. One day only this Saturday. Super special store wide and a huge 5 years interest free. Amazing offers, epic savings, spectacular deals, stunning prices. Plus for one day only, a super 5 years interest free. No deposit, no interest with monthly payments until August 2021. Approved applicants only. Minimum finance about $1,500. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Heroic savings store wide. Don't miss Super Saturday at Harvey Norman.
Hear that? That's the sound of my Holman retractable hose reel storing away the inbuilt hose after I've watered my garden. With my Holman retractable hose reel, I can stop exactly where I want to water, and with one easy pull, the hose automatically starts to rewind back into protective casing. No manual winding or messy hose. Too easy. Holman, 50 years and still proudly Australian owned. Available at Bunnings Warehouse.
Thanks to everyone for playing their part in the census. If you haven't completed yours yet, there's still time. Please complete it online or in paper form now. You will not be fined for completing the census after census night. Remember, the census helps plan for Australia's future. Your data is safe. For more information, please search census.
Hun, that tickles. Stop it.
Stop what?
That.
I'm not doing anything.
Spider!
There's never been a better time to get out of your tent and upgrade to a Jayco camper trailer than during Jayco's mighty tent trade-off sale. For the month of August, we'll give you $800 trade-in for your old tent to get you off the grass and into a Jayco camper trailer. Jayco Mighty Tent Trade-Off on now. Conditions apply. DL6731.
Australia, you're in Jayco country.
Jayco! Albany Highway, Cannington.
Until 9, we're talking gardening with Darren DeMello and Sue McDougall on 882 6PR.
The voice of Perth, and of course we'd love you to add your voice to the chorus. 92211882. You can SMS 19999677, or you can also, you know, in collection with your phone, you can send us a picture that we can try and ID, and we do love them to be in focus and close up and with your details.
That's not asking very much, is
it? Not really.
When you say with your details, give us your phone number, because we do have a call photo that came in, but there was no phone number.
Yeah.
So if you could email us back, weekendwakeup@6pr.com.au, and your phone number, then we can ring you back and get answered to your questions pretty quick. Sometimes the questions need an answer straight away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Done deal. Betty in Mount Claremont. Hello.
Hi, Betty.
Oh, good morning. Yes. I've got a problem with my golden canes and clivias with white or mouldy stuff on them. With the golden canes, when the shields come away, there's all this white powdery stuff there.
Yeah.
What can I use?
Well, when the shields come away, I would say it's either had scale in there, or it's residue from woolly aphid, or maybe mealybug, but I would say it's scale insects, Betty. And the scale is a sap-sucking insect that will get right in there. Whiteall is one of the best things to get rid of them. Get rid of it.
Yes, I have used whiteall, but whether I haven't done it enough times.
Really drench it. But once they harbour in, well, there's the other choice, that whiteall is the safest way to control it, but once it harbours in underneath the shields, in sort of behind there, it's really hard to get. So you get rid of. So you really need to drench it. Or the other thing that you can use is either bug killer, or use Comfidor tablets, and you put them actually in the ground, and then it's taken up through the plant sap stream, and it will control scale.
Oh, good. I wondered whether it was in the ground.
Yeah, well, it's taken up through the plant sap stream, so that then it will control where you can't get to spray.
Oh, because it seems to be, you know, right down where the plant's coming.
That's
out.
Right, yeah. Well, and so it's really difficult to control. Yep.
Yeah, because I've got in the clivias too, and I sprayed those with white oil.
Yeah.
But I thought that perhaps the leaves are slippery, you know, that it doesn't soak into them.
Well, what happens with white oil, you have to actually, it works by suffocating, so it has to have a cover over the plant, over the insect, to suffocate it. And if you can't get to it, of course, that's when you end up with a problem. So scales hatch in November and then again in February, and that's why you need to spray as close as you can to that time, because the crawlers, you can control most of them by controlling the crawlers at that time of the year.
Did you say February and November?
Yeah, and it's always tricky with whiteall, because that's when it's too hot to spray, so you just have to be careful.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And with the golden canes, is it too early to fertilise them with
Go for it.
Go for it.
Absolutely, with liquid fertiliser over the foliage, Betty, and that will be taken up pretty quick.
Thank you very much, Sue, for your help.
My pleasure. Excellent. Enjoy.
Let's see if we can quickly sort something out here for Maxine in Bibra Lake, who I reckon might well be our last caller today. Hello, Maxine.
Hi, Maxine.
Oh, hello. Hello, Sue, and hello. What's it, Darren?
It is.
Just quickly, that lady that was talking about her clivias and her golden canes.
Yeah.
I had some orchids and I had some clivias, or clivias I'll call them.
Yeah.
I used to put water in with methylated spirits, and then I got to the stage where I put straight methylated spirits on my clivias.
Did it burn?
No.
Really?
And I kept it in the, I didn't, you know, they're shade loving, and because I had it bad right in the middle, and now they're all flowering.
All fixed. Wow. Good on you. Fantastic tip.
I spoke to you ages ago about them, and you said, because I said they won't flower, and this was about 2 years ago, and you said just ignore them, so I did.
And they flowered, didn't they?
Yeah, but apart from that, just tell her to try some, just keep dosing it with methylated, even with water. Tell her to try that, and she'll get it right down in the middle of the clivia.
Okay, Betty, if you're listening, thank you. Tip from Maxine. Appreciate that very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks.
Cheers, bye Maxine. Bye.
Pleasure.
We're going to sort a winner before we disappear, Sue.
Okay.
All right,
good
so
deal.
That's heading up towards 9 o'clock, talking property with Harvey taking over after we knock off, but plenty.